In the words of iconic entertainer Prince, let's go crazy. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really.
Welcome to episode 42 of the Fat Man Chronicles. People are still listening.
It's crazy
every time. Episode 42 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I am one of your hosts, Pete, and sitting alongside me, as always, is my beautiful wife, Gretchen. And we are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. And a return of one of our most treasured guests, wine.
Wine.
What's in that bottle?
So it's a Sancerre, and it's Domaine de Côte Blanche. So it's 2017 Sancerre Rosé from the Appellation Sancerre Loire wine. It's a rosé, 100% Pinot Noir. It's very good, though. Very good. Very much love it.
Yeah, it's so Sancerre is in, like you said, from that, the Loire Valley in France, and it's best known for a different grape.
Right.
It's best known for white wine. Do you know what that grape is?
No.
It's Sauvignon Blanc.
Ah, yes, I knew that. I was testing you.
Thank you for testing me. 14 years in the business. I need that every once in a while. But they do make some Pinot Noir.
Yes.
Or
I've had
Pinot Noir.
Noir.
And
I do like their Pinot Noir.
And some rosé. Which
yeah,
is
it's very delicious.
Pinot Noir. And this is really, really good.
It's very good. It's very good.
And it's like a mid-tier, I would say. We sell it for, at Vin Chicago, they sell it for $18.
That's pretty good.
$17.99.
Nice. I enjoy it.
I do too. Nice. I think it's really delicious.
It is.
And it's not our first wine tonight.
No, we had some with our sushi. Because you looked up sushi rice. As far as our no sugar, no grain. And sushi rice is a little bit better than because of the vinegar, right?
Right. There's some vinegar in it, which helps somehow. Don't ask me all the science behind it, but I found more than one source that tells me that sushi rice is a little bit better than just regular.
Than regular rice. And we only, white I mean, rice. We had a lot of sashimi, and we had that one, the salmon with the citrus and.
Oro King Salmon, it was called.
It was amazing. It was so good.
And it had some like mandarin orange.
Orange and.
Some other citrus in there. It was great.
It was very good. It was very good. So we had, but we did have our rolls. We did have our
rolls. I know. I think I scared the waitress though. Because.
Well, she tried to tell you that you ordered a bottle of wine.
Right.
And then she brought you a different bottle from like completely different. And she was trying to tell you it was it's the exact same thing. And you're like. No, it's not.
Well, and I think what had her confused. So the one that I ordered starts with doctor.
And so she brought us just another one.
And this one started. This was Dr. Lohsen, and a fairly famous German Riesling house. And, you know, I think because it said doctor, they think it's the same thing. But it was not.
But it was still good.
It was good. It was a
Once
nice dry Riesling.
Once it opened up and put some chill on it.
It was kind of warm when they brought it, which I wasn't happy with.
Yeah, but once we put in the ice water bath and
right. Well, and it was a Stelvin closure or screw cap.
Yeah.
And I taught her how to open it.
Yes. So she was grateful. And then she gave us a free strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, for the kid.
For the kid, yes. Mr. Michaela loved. Michaela had used chopsticks for the first time.
I know.
And she was so cute. She was so proud of her. Like we showed up at the restaurant and she was having meltdowns. Like, I'm like, oh God, this is not going to be a pretty thing. But then we got her some teriyaki chicken and she thought we were poisoning her, as she always does. You know, we're trying to give her food when she's hangry. Because yes, she gets hangry. But when she had one bite.
She gets that from you.
Yeah, I get hangry. She had one bite. She's like, oh, this is good. And then the waitress gave her chopsticks and she thought she was hot stuff.
Well, she got good with those things in a very short amount of time.
Like, she was just picking them up. We were like, told her, like, okay, you squeeze. And she squeezed and she's done. She tried to eat her strawberry shortcake with chopsticks. That did not go over very well.
My guess is that she did better. So I think Lily could do that good, but I'm pretty sure she did better than Daniel.
Well,
14 versus 3.
First of all, we'd have to get Daniel into a restaurant that served predominant fish, and I don't think he'd do that.
Well, he'll go to the hibachi, like the Japanese steakhouses.
Right.
And yes. The chopsticks there.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Yeah. So she wanted me to take him home. So now we have them.
Oh, you did? Bring them home?
I brought them. They're in her bag. I'll wash them off.
Oh, that's great.
So she'll be ready to eat her McDonald's with chopsticks.
My favorite part was, like, sometimes you get them and they're like pre-packaged, like in the paper, and they're like nice and neat and they kind of snap back easily. Right. These were homemade, like, right. like a stereotypical pink rubber band. Yep. Is like just twirled around it 50 awesome. Times. It was pretty funny.
It was great. But it was a good dinner.
It was, and it's going to fuel, you know, my run tomorrow.
Fuel your run tomorrow. Sushi to fuel your run.
I'm sticking with it.
So.
All right. Well, let's jump into it with our FMC Rewind. Any views from the couch this week?
Well, let's see. Not as much as I was hoping for. I was really busy this week. My boss came back from work, from her vacation. So,
how dare she?
I know. So I found myself watching a lot of Gilmore Girls because I was on calls and I get distracted and I just kept on forgetting to turn them off and stuff. So I watched a lot of Gilmore Girls and I watched a lot of Food Network shows. My mom came. My mom's here this, you know, she came in on Wednesday and she's been here. So I can't really watch my like Real Housewives, and Southern Charm Reunion was on and that's supposed to be really good. Like Linda's like, you have to watch Real. And then New York was supposed to be really good too. And now we're going on vacation, so I won't be able to watch it next week either. So she's like dying because she wants to talk to me about what happened. So I have to try and figure out like if I can steal away 45 minutes so I can watch it myself somewhere.
Can you download those things? Like, could you watch them in the car with some headphones?
We had when we had like cable, I could, because I could download it from the DVR or from on demand. But now with Hulu, I don't think you can download.
Well, you can stream it though.
But I can stream
on your phone.
Yes, I can.
And that phone screen is like the size of a tablet.
But it is data, and even though my company pays for my phone, it's not unlimited data with my plan. It's like a giant pool that the company has, and so the more data you use, the bigger charge you get to your department. So, but you never know what it is. Like, I have no idea how much we used to get bills, and one time I was like in the top 5% of the bill of the entire company. I was like, oh, that's not a good place to be. And I don't know why. I have no idea.
I mean, we're on.
I mean,
Wi-Fi here mostly.
Right. But this was several years ago. This was before I was on the iPhone. I was on Samsung. And I don't know if it's like during one of our trips. I'm overseas. I have no idea. But it was just kind of like, whoop. I'm like, so I, but yes, I could stream it like in the car. I could. So we'll see.
Okay.
I'm going to try. But yeah, so we watched some, caught up on my Food Network Star, and Mom and I watched Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir do their wedding cake challenge or something like that. It's just like two figure skaters judging a baking champion, a baking competition, which was interesting. But
so basically what you're saying is any day now we could get our own Food Network show.
Yes, we could totally do this. So nice. But I'm still loving the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. That show is just hilarious on Netflix. I'm enjoying that. I do miss my Grace and Frankie though, and I don't know when they're coming back. I gotta look to see when season 5.
That better be soon. They're old.
I know, right?
Jane Fonda's like in her 80s.
But she doesn't look it.
Right?
Oh my.
Isn't she like 80?
I think
80?
She's in her 80s, yeah. But she doesn't look it at all.
That's what Google's for.
She doesn't look it at all.
Let's look it up right now. Jane Fonda, age. And the answer is 80 years old.
Yeah.
She was born December 21st, so she'll be 81 in December.
Year. Yeah. So, but oh, my Real Housewives Orange County came back this year. That's this week. So that's the original Real Housewives, the OGs at the OC.
OG.
So I don't know. The first episode was kind of boring, one of the girls, her husband's, you know, 45 years old and having open heart surgery. So that was kind of, and he's like a fitness guy. But he has that, I think he has that thing that you were going to go get tested for, where it's like, there's like a genetic thing where you're, if like you overexert yourself, like your heart rate could go super high and it gets dangerous, but like everything else is fine with it. What's the test that you were going to try and do for your heart that's genetic that your dad was asking you to do?
Oh, well, I mean, I still have to do it.
Yeah, I know you got to do it, but.
It's called HCM.
I think that's what he has.
So that HCM is hypertrophic cardiomyopathy.
I think that's what he has. So that it was really, because like he would find himself.
Makes
like,
it hard for the heart to pump blood
right.
at times.
Yes. So he has that. And Eddie, so he went through surgery for it. And like they, while they were in there, they found like other stuff that was going on with his heart. So it's like this super long recovery that he has to go through. And he's so fit. Like he did the Spartan races. He's a runner. He does all this stuff. And like just one day, all of a sudden, like he'd go up the stairs and like he'd be out of breath.
And are you sure that's what he has?
I think so.
I really didn't. I honestly, I don't want to hear that now. I mean, I gotta be truthful.
But it just the way that she was describing it, it sounded like that was what the your dad, what you're talking about.
Well, you know what's interesting to me is that if that's like one of the symptoms, that's really no different than any other day of my life, running out of breath, going up the stairs, even in, as I become a runner. So that's.
So you talk about your training this week while I Google Eddie and his heart condition.
Oh, wow. We're going to Google it.
I'm going to Google it.
Great.
I can Google just as easily as you can.
All right. Well, I've got a 10K race, a relay race recap.
Yes.
So I wrote a blog on this. So I will link that in the show notes if I remember. It's because it's pretty detailed. It's a long race recap. But I'll give you the in a nutshell here. It was hot. Very, very hot. It was in the 80s by the time we started. So basically what it is, it's a 10K relay where there's teams and you go around the track 400 meters and then you hand off the baton. The baton is also your timing chip.
It also turned your hands blue like a Smurf.
It did turn my hand blue like a Smurf.
Did you put that in your race recap?
I didn't. And I will tell you off air what I put in the Silver Fox Athletics page.
It's not PG-13.
That is not. Well, I think it technically, you know what? This would make it on air, but I'm not going to do it because every once in a while, I think my kids still do listen. But anybody that wants to know, feel free to message me and ask me what I said about the blue hand. You could probably imagine. So anyway, that's kind of, and so there's an elite and high school team division. They went together, and then there was the open division where we went. Oh,
sorry,
you gotta keep that phone away from the mic.
I hear.
So anyway, I can hear every click.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even have to click on.
Yeah. So anyway, every team goes at once. So in the elite division, high school division, there's like 30 teams out there, and then in the open
That's
division,
crazy.
There's like
me.
30 teams. And there's only 8 lanes, right? And if you run on the outside, you're running further, right, as you go around the track.
Right.
And the timing thing is only in the first 3 lanes. So, like, you have to, no matter where you are at, like, you have to get back into that.
To be able to, like,
get the timing chip.
Get the timing,
yeah.
Okay.
Which really wasn't that big of a deal to do that. Because you really, it's spread out quickly. The elites were insane, you know, winning and, like,
Were they done in like 10 minutes?
Like 28 or something.
Oh my gosh.
28:09 or something was the winning team from, I think they were representing Naperville Running Company, the local running store
that we frequent. We love them.
Yeah, they do a great job. We're kind of lucky with that. We have two really good ones. Dick Pond
right.
Athletics is also very good.
Yeah. We don't get sponsorship.
We don't. So I was nervous going in. Because of the fact that it's brand new. I've never done this. I've never handed off a baton on a track before. It's me and my kid. My kid can be fast, right? So it's me and Daniel.
Yeah.
And there's 30 teams. And I'm like, what are we going to do? So I watched the elites, and it actually spreads out fairly quickly. Even with the elites, it did. and the handoffs weren't that big of a deal as long as everybody did what they were supposed to do.
Okay.
So you were supposed to hand off your baton and peel off to the right. So off the track to the right.
So that others could get.
So that others would go inside you. There was a lot of elites who peeled off to the left.
Oh, no, you're not supposed to do that. You say.
And I don't know why. I honestly have no idea why they did that.
Well, it's shorter. Wouldn't it be shorter?
Well, it is. You can get, yes, it is much shorter, except for the fact that you needed to go to the right to kind of get back into line. I guess what my problem was with it is, why do the rules not apply to you? Like, right. Why do you get to go to the left?
Yeah.
And everybody else has to go to the right. You know, there was two of them that did it consistently, and I just don't like that.
No.
To me, honestly, you were supposed to go to the right. You were supposed to go through this little chute so that they could mark that you did the lap. And then, honestly, I would have disqualified them.
Yeah.
Like, I know that, ooh, Mr. Rules, but there was... I don't like it when two people think the rules don't apply to them out of 30 teams, right?
Yeah.
I that part I did not like.
No.
It was a super relaxed atmosphere. I felt welcome. We didn't feel out of place, even though we knew we would be kind of one of the slower teams.
They weren't judging you?
Oh, I'm sure they were judging me. We wore Fat Man Chronicles shirts. I'm sure we were getting judged. But we watched the elites. Daniel and I got there. We left the house 7:15, so we got there at like 7:30. It's not very far away. We checked in. I had gotten the kids donuts. I had had donut myself to fuel the run. And some cold brew.
I know you didn't bring me one.
Well, it was way early. And we had cold brew here.
We did.
So we watched the elites so we could see how it worked. And then it was gonna be time for our heat, and I went up into to use the restroom real quick, and a sight impaired guy comes into the restroom, and I'm like, oh, interesting, it looks like he's gonna run. And there was a sight impaired team, so that was like something that was really cool. One of them just had a companion, like could probably see enough, had just a companion on the track. The other one was tethered to make sure that, you know, it went in the right place.
That's crazy to me. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. And I really like seeing everybody on the track at once after all. So it was chaos at the beginning.
Yeah.
And it got hot, like I said, hot. Did I say it was hot?
You mentioned it was hot.
Dew point, like 72, 73. Temperatures were into the low 80s by that point.
Yeah.
And just climbing and bright sun, not a cloud in the sky. So if you want to go like wander around the zoo or go to the park, go to the beach, all fantastic weather. You want to run 12 by 400 meter repeats?
That's
kind of brutal.
Brutal.
I went in thinking, okay, if we can get 55 minutes, that's a really good time for the two of us. And that was kind of the A goal in my head.
Okay.
And I thought that Daniel would be able to pace himself and go a little bit faster than me throughout the laps. You can read all the details in the blog, but in the end, we ran 53:30.
That was awesome.
So given the heat.
Thanks to you.
Well, given the heat and everything going on, that felt really, really good that we could do that.
Yeah.
So we had to do 12 by 400, but the person who went first, which was Daniel, had to run a 13th lap.
Right.
By the time that came around, I was really... like, this kid was hurting.
Yeah.
So Daniel went out really fast in like a minute, 35 seconds on that first lap. And
he's not good at pacing himself.
Well, I don't think he's never had to do this, right?
Yeah.
So I think he learned a lesson, and I think he learned that he needs to train, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him a little plan. In there, which
what about Coach Andy?
I didn't ask Coach Andy for a plan. He'll have coaches here shortly. So I ran my 12 laps in 25:53. Daniel ran those same 12 laps in 25:46. So I was only 7 seconds slower than him.
Yeah.
On those laps. My guess is we were almost dead even on those laps, because when you handed off that the person who got the handoff went through the timing chip.
Okay.
And I was a little bit faster than him.
Okay.
On like the last 8 laps. For the most part. But he did do a great job. He got through it all.
He did it.
He didn't quit.
No.
He didn't mope.
No.
Didn't, you know.
He didn't even complain after the
fact. Never complained. He did admit he was hurting and sore. But, you know, we got around in 53-30 for our first time doing this kind of thing. I'm going to take it. And I've never. So, you know, one of my goals is to run a sub 30 5K.
Right.
Well, I ran 5K because I ran in the second lane.
Yeah.
And I had my watch going and I screwed up the last lap, which I'll tell you about in a second because it really irks me. But, you know, I ran 5K. I know I did.
Yeah.
And 25:53, and I've never run faster than 30:06. That's rest or not. That's pretty darn good, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting there.
You are.
And if it would have been 50 degrees, I'd have been even faster. So the last lap, and I didn't write about this, I don't think, in my blog. The last lap, what happens when you pause your Garmin watch in between things, like at some point it starts giving you a recovery heart rate.
Okay.
Which is great. Except when you get that, you have to clear it by hitting the button, and then you have to hit the button a second time to actually start the lap.
Okay. You didn't do that?
I did, except for the fact that the recovery, my heart was beating so fast, the recovery heart rate, I think, came back. So I did it on every lap.
Oh.
Except that last one, somehow it didn't clear, or it came back up and I didn't notice it.
So it didn't record.
And so it didn't, it only recorded like half that last lap.
Okay.
Which really irks me. But it's a flaw in Garmin's design. I mean, my recovery heart rate should have nothing to do with hitting the button. I don't care about it. Like, so I got to find out if it's a setting.
Yeah,
and if it is, I can just eliminate that setting.
Yeah.
I don't really care about my recovery heart rate. In the end, though, we finished.
You did it.
We had a lot of fun doing it, even though it was tough. I mean, it was difficult, but a lot of fun. Next year, I want to be back. I think Daniel does too.
He sounded like he wanted to do it again.
And it's called the Endurit 10K Relay. And it's, I didn't write this in the blog either, but it's based on a legendary workout at the York High School.
I think you did write that in there.
Did I write that in there?
I think
I might have written it in my post.
Yeah. Maybe in your post.
But not in my blog. But anyway, there was a 10-mile workout that would be done like this with the cross-country teams at York.
Okay.
And since like 1960, they've won like 28 state championships.
Oh my gosh.
Under a legendary coach named Joe Newton. So thankfully this was 10K, not 10 miles. But it was really cool. And next year, the Endurit Relay is going to be on a Saturday under the lights.
That will be cool. We'll come watch you. We won't go get our nails done.
Yeah. So we're really looking forward to going under the lights. And it's got to be cooler. It just has to be. At least there's no sun.
Right. So,
that's one factor
down.
In that little bit,
it should be better.
Yeah. Yeah, so super fun. Training since then has really just been easy runs. I've done two. Andy gave me 2 days off after that, which were probably needed. I wasn't hurting.
You weren't hurting, but like, well, the thing is that after you did that, then you had to go drive the kids back. So then you're sitting in the car for, you know, 2.5-3 hours. And
yeah,
even though you were driving our cool minivan, which was a little more comfortable.
I get a lot of winks now. A lot of winks. You know, like motorcycle people, like when they pass, they put their hands down.
They put the hand, they give
you know,
a little,
the
like
little
two
piece.
Fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the minivan? It's a wink?
It's like you kind of flash a little bit of your dad bod. Like you kind of, you turn, kind of give a little twist to the dad bod.
Well, you know, I drove everyone on Wednesday to our Wine Wednesday at the Arboretum, and Jen ended up not going because, you know, Nico was sick, but a part of me wonders if she didn't go because she didn't want to drive in the minivan.
Could be. It could be.
Could be. But yeah. So anyway, so you had to sit that. So that was. You weren't hurting, but because you were sitting so long after, like you weren't active after the fact to stretch out and all that stuff. That's hard. So it probably was a good idea that you had a little break.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to run, but I think it was better to not run.
Yeah.
So that was good. And then I had easy miles on Wednesday, 5K, and then 4.5 miles on Thursday. Today was an optional run that I did not do.
Well,
and tomorrow is 9 miles.
Stuff. You had important stuff to do today.
Yeah.
You had to smoke some meat.
I did. I smoked like 15 pounds of pork shoulder. And you can look at the results on Instagram. It was good, though.
But so you have 9 miles tomorrow.
Yeah, I have 9 miles tomorrow in the rain.
Chances are it's going to be in the rain.
That's okay. We're going to get it done anyway. And then what's next? 5K in Toronto. So if we can get decent weather, I'm going for the sub 30.
I think it's supposed to be like in the weather in Toronto, from what I remember looking at, was like in the high 70s pretty much all week long. Like,
yeah, nice. I think the race is at 9. So hopefully it's in the 60s.
Yeah.
Which isn't ideal, but not bad considering. Right. Even if it's in the 70s, I'm still probably going for it unless I don't feel well.
Does it
count
if it's, you know, international?
I think it's even cooler. It's my first international race. Daniel's first international race.
Yes. So Daniel's training for this now because of, he's got his plan going. So he's training for the 5K because we don't need him seizing up in the car on the way home either.
He was fine overall. He just needs some workout and he wants to travel for cross country. So
yeah, because that's right when we get back, right? Like
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Their meets start late August, like August 25th is the first meet.
Yeah, every weekend that we have them.
It's pretty much a meet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
I just thought it was funny. Like, in the weekends we don't have him, he doesn't have a meet. It's like, it's just the perfect storm for us. But
yeah.
I was going to look at the weather.
Well, I thought you were looking up that dude.
Yeah, it doesn't really say. But they had a Carterized, like, 71 spots in his heart.
I don't think that's what HCM is.
I don't think so either.
Thank goodness.
I don't think so. So next.
Because that got me nervous.
Next Saturday, it says high of 77, a low of 64. Well, partly cloudy, though, so that's good.
If it could be cloudy and 70, I would take it.
Yeah.
That would be nice. I'm going to really go for it, though. At this point in time, I have
calling
no...
calling for rain when we go to the Toronto game. But they have a dome, so we're good.
I do.
Okay, sorry. I think you go for it.
Well, I'm in a position now with my training that I am fast enough to do it.
What does Coach Andy say?
I haven't talked to him about the strategy for this race.
Okay.
But my strategy is going to be much like Pam from The Office. Like, start out fast and then go faster and then like go even faster as you can, basically.
It's a good strategy.
I'm fast enough to do this.
I think you can.
I think the mental block is a little bit gone because of the 10K relay. So I think a lot of what was holding me back, honestly, was the mental part of I'm not that fast. And I will admit that I know I'm a runner. I say all the time that if you run, you're a runner.
Yeah.
There's still this part of me that believes that until I go sub 30, that I'm not a real runner. And I know that's ridiculous. But it's something that I really want. I mean, it's how I found the sub 30 club,
right,
which has very little to do with hitting sub 30 anymore. I mean, that's how Ted started it years ago, but it really has little to do with it. But I'm faster than I think. And every time I get out there and do something like 12 by 400 meters, I know I'm faster. Because if I would have just run those laps and then even partially walked the in-between, I would have hit.
Yeah.
I would have hit that.
Yeah.
I would have hit sub 30. So I'm ready to give it a go, and I'm also looking forward to the half marathon in August. And then I still don't have anything on the calendar after that.
Well, I brought up the hot chocolate. You might have that.
Yeah, I just don't know yet.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
It's a cool medal.
It's a really cool medal.
Yeah.
And there's no medal for the relay.
No.
So I wrote... You know how much people love when you tell them like how to run their stuff?
Oh, they love it. They think you're the best.
I know. I've gotten no response, which I'm not surprised by whatsoever. but I wrote to them and said, hey, wouldn't it be cool like if you had a baton that like you could buy and then it would be etched with your time every year if this is going to be an annual event? And I still think that would be cool because there's no medal.
Yeah.
There's a shirt.
Yeah,
I would forego a shirt for a medal any day of the week, by the way.
Right.
But I think the baton is kind of a cool idea.
That is a cool idea.
I don't think they're going to do it, though.
No, I don't think so either.
I think they're going to not want me to come back if I write one more email.
I I think you're kind of banned.
I would get banned.
Yeah.
It's not the first place to ban me, though.
No, it won't be the last either.
No?
No.
All right, so here's another thing that I just thought of, because it just reminded me of the fact that Endure It responded to a post. That's how I knew it was on Saturday Night Next Year.
Yeah.
So it got me thinking about social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this is a thing just with Sub 30 Club, but it might be. But there's something called Footy Friday.
What is a Footy Friday?
People, and it looks like mostly women,
uh-huh,
taking pictures of their feet. Like whatever's going on Footy Friday. So you know my aversion to feet.
Oh, you hate feet.
And so sometimes I'm scrolling through and I want to see what's going on and then with my friends. And I see these feet. And I don't know why I don't like feet. I know for some people it's a fetish.
Yeah, no. I've never heard of that. I'm not cool enough, apparently.
Yeah, I saw one today and I just...
Do you want to... You don't even look at... I like try to show you like how cute my toes... Because I have cute toes. I have cute toes.
I don't.
They're painted. They're pretty.
No,
they're
I don't.
Not hairy.
Thank God.
Well, but yeah. But you never even look at them.
No.
No. And like, I even feel like Michaela's getting to an age where like you even... Like, because baby feet you like.
Well, it's baby.
But I feel like her feet, like, I think you're almost to the point where you don't like her feet anymore.
Not quite for her.
Not quite yet? Getting
no,
there?
No, my sons have passed that a long time ago.
Well, yeah. And Lily.
Lily's are past, yeah.
Yeah, way past.
So
I thought Michaela was getting there. But.
I mean, this is my own problem, right? And
I do not know of Footy Friday.
But I was wondering if it was
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I wish I didn't. I really wish I didn't.
Yeah.
I do, you know, because you can see, because there's like a picture of you. I just keep scrolling as fast as possible.
I mean, people take pictures. They love doing when they're on the beach.
Oh, I hate that too.
And they show pictures of their legs and their feet and the sun and the sand and all that stuff. Like, I see those pictures a lot.
Yeah, the feet. Again, no.
Yeah, no. Footy Friday. Nope.
Not a problem, huh?
Not a thing for my, no one on my posts. Sorry. Must be something with
like, I don't even
30.
Like get like getting out of the shower. I don't even like looking at my own feet. Like, I just
well,
I want to get away from feet at all times. I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, you really don't like feet.
I need
help.
Therapy.
So many reasons.
Speaking, so I get out of the shower today. I'm looking in the mirror and I see like my sideburns are just out of control, uneven.
Oh yeah.
Right? And I'm like, how does this happen? Because I just so
you
it's,
just got
it's,
a haircut.
I just got a haircut, right? So what it is the woman who gave me the haircut this time
was
didn't, she doesn't get them even because she lines them up with my ears, right?
Oh, and your ears
And my ears are asymmetrical.
Yeah.
Super attractive quality in a man, asymmetrical
it's
ears.
What attracted me to you, your asymmetrical ears.
And so they're crooked, and I'm like, oh, gosh. All right, so let me even this out. And as I'm checking it out, like, when you get the haircut when you're a guy like me, right, I'm just getting buzzed, right?
Yeah.
Zip, zip, done, out. They put a mirror in front of you, but what am I going to do? I don't have my glasses on. I can't see anything. What am I going to be like?
It's your hair. You can't see your hair without your glasses?
Sort of, but not. I mean, it's really close when they put that mirror, right?
You can move it.
Like 15
just,
feet
like,
away.
Hold it.
So I'm looking. I'm like, there's like a ridge in my head. So she.
Is it from the headphones?
No. It's the other direction. Like it's. What would that be? Vertical?
Vertical?
Versus horizontal. They're like, there's this vertical ridge where you could see like she had a different blade that she cut one little row of.
It's kind of like the one time when I like shaved your head with one with like zero when I was supposed to use like two.
It did a little bit. But it just taught me that we could do this at home.
No.
We
no,
really should just do this
no,
at home.
No. Not because, after that time. We were married for a month and I thought you were going to divorce me because I was shaving your head and we were running late. I was shaving your head. And I was doing some cleanup work with around like the edges of your neck. And there was like a little hair at the top. And I wasn't thinking to put the guard back on. And I just did a switch with no guard. And it was a strip. And I I didn't know what you were going to do. I ran. I think I literally ran.
So I do remember it.
Oh my God.
But
it's
I
like
will
etched in my mind.
It's different now though, because I believe back then I still held out hope that I would have hair and that it would grow.
But the thing is, like, everyone thought you looked so much younger when it was that short. Like, everyone's like, oh, you look so great. Like, everyone loved it when you were, because you were basically, I mean, you were, it was like, you had to shave everything off. And so I remember, because then we went to Purple Pig that night for dinner with Jen and Boone, and Jen and Boone loved it. They
loved
your
hair. Oh, we
had that
olive oil ice cream.
Yeah, because it was Claire's
birthday.
I
would go down, yeah. I'll go to zero if we could just do it at home and
no.
I could save the money.
No, I'm not doing
so
it.
So she, uneven, so I paid this woman $25.
I'm not doing it.
To use a couple of different blades on my head, barely. Uneven well, sideburns, a ridge down the middle, and she must be a chain smoker. Because it is, I could barely breathe while I'm sitting there.
You need to tell people when you're there. Like, one time I got my hair cut.
What do you want me to tell her? I didn't know.
Well, you need to put your glasses on and look.
Why can't you just shave it?
No, I'm not doing it. Ask Michaela.
Ask Michaela. Get ask Lily.
Ask Lily to do it. She's our little budding hairstylist. I have, no, I'm not doing it. Nope. Nope, not doing it. Hmm. You're on your own. Sorry.
Man.
Not happening.
You are no help.
I'm not doing it. That was, yeah, traumatized me for life.
So we're 35 minutes in, and other than a race recap, I'm pretty much
nothing.
Think we've talked about nothing.
What's this? We got on the board. We got vacation, measuring victory. What's that
all right,
about?
So we're going on vacation next week.
Monday.
So
woo-hoo,
we'll be off.
Wait.
So you'll have to wait a couple of weeks before a new show.
I know.
But if you miss my voice, you can go subscribe to the Be Better Today podcast, because
right,
one will come out every morning.
Yeah, because I don't think we're going to try
the
do
dulcet
any, I mean,
tones of Pete D'Amico.
I guess we could try next week while we're there. Just bring the, like we did in Arizona.
We'll see. I don't know. People could use the break.
I just don't want to disappoint the fans.
They'll be okay. They were the ones who suggested it.
Probably.
But yeah, if you want to hear my voice,
yes,
go for
be
it.
Better today.
But other than that, we're going on vacation. So we're going on a drive,
yes,
and we're going to stop in the Detroit area.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to visit your cousin.
Yes.
And her husband and kids.
Yes.
We're going to do some stuff over there.
Yeah, we're
going to
go
half a day.
Yeah, we're going to go hit this downtown, the Riverwalk area, and have some dinner down there. I looked at it, since we were going to be in the city, I actually looked to see about changing our hotel to, like, just stay in the city. Oh, it's like double the price. I'm like, no, we'll stay out here.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
And then we will cross the border.
Yes.
For an international trip going back to Canada, because we were in Canada last year.
We were.
Briefly.
Briefly.
Going to Toronto.
Hopefully get our passport stamped for the kids, because, like, I think Lily was, like, all upset that she, like, they didn't stamp her passport. She was, like, looking forward to it. And then they barely even glanced at it.
Well, we're actually crossing a border this time, so I don't know how that works, though.
Yeah, we'll see.
I haven't been to Canada in a while, other than the trip.
Yeah.
Last year. So, you know, in Toronto, we'll have some moments where, well, we'll be eating out all the time. We're staying at an Airbnb, so we'll probably have breakfast at home.
Breakfast at home, ideally, yep.
And then we'll have lunch and dinner out.
Yeah, because we'll be out and about doing stuff, so.
Right, so, and there's poutine. And who doesn't want to, I mean, we have to have poutine at least once.
You have to.
We're gonna,
every single restaurant I look at, like, has poutine.
Of course. And we're going to, like, a baseball game and, you know, ballpark food.
Dangerous, but we'll make smart choices.
Right. So that's it. Like, how do we measure victory on this kind
of?
So,
like, I feel like I'm probably going to gain some weight, but I'm hoping, I hope not to gain any weight.
Gretchen, hope is not a strategy.
I know. I'm hoping not to gain a weight, but I say if I come out of there with no more than 5 pounds, I'm considering that
wow,
a victory.
Wow, that's that's big. We're only gone for 7 days.
But, so this is my basis for that. So last time I went to Atlanta, I went up 4 pounds. And that was 4 days and okay food. I mean, we're going to try and hit some great places. So that's why, I mean, it's just how my body reacts. Like, because I don't eat three meals a day, right? So I'm going to have to make some choices. Like, when we're with the kids, you have to feed children, apparently. Like, they get mad at you when you don't feed them. So,
well, with the internet, you can get in big trouble.
So I find, like, when we're, and this, I struggle this every weekend, right? We have lunch with them. So I try to have a salad thinking, okay, I'm having a salad. But most of the time, the dressing probably has some form of sugar or something in it. And it's still more volume than what I'm used to eating. So I'm going to have to try and figure out what I can do to cut back on the volume. Because that's going to be my, that's what happened in Atlanta. When I traveled to Atlanta, I was finding myself eating three, because I wake up hungry, so I need something. And then it's lunchtime, and I was like, oh, let's go to lunch. It's like, okay, let's go to lunch. And
I guess that's where it's interesting, because I don't wake up hungry usually.
I do.
Unless I've eaten poorly. I don't.
I don't wake up hungry, but by the time like an hour goes in, I'm usually hungry.
Well, I think that's interesting. I mean, I don't know. I mean, 5 pounds seems like a lot to me.
I think.
But if that's your victory, that's your victory.
I mean, I just think I'm being realistic. I'm being realistic because of what we're going to be doing and where we're going to be. I mean, we're going to be active, right? We're going to try and walk almost everywhere we possibly can because that's why we're staying in the downtown area. So we'll definitely be active, but I'm just being realistic. I'm not going to kid myself.
Right. I don't want to gain weight. That's for sure. And lately I haven't been losing, but I've been measuring and I've been losing inches.
I mean, I lost a pound this past week, so I was pretty happy with that.
Well, you're at a new low, right?
I am at a new low.
And we've been almost a year. I mean, it's really close. In a week. Next Friday will be a year doing this.
Yeah.
So we'll have a report 1 year in when we return. And I'm lining up a guest also for soon.
Cool. Anyway, so I'm just trying to be realistic.
No, realistic is good. So, I mean, are there any other like measurements for you for victory, like out of this, or is it just the weight? Nothing.
No.
How has your walking been have you been able to walk since your mom got here?
No, I haven't really been.
Cause you guys have been taking the kid to school. Cause she wants grandma to take her to school.
Like she likes to spend time with. So like the last 2 days I haven't been able to, but I was feeling really good this week with my walking. So, like the IT band was feeling good and all that stuff. So that was good. But yeah, while mom was here, I haven't been able to do much walking. I've been busy with work. Work has just been really busy this week. I don't know why. It's annoying.
I feel ya.
It's annoying.
Yeah. So for me, the victories are going to be, I don't want to gain weight. That definitely would be a victory. And if I can come back with the inches being the same too or less, that would be great. I don't know if my body is changing a little bit, but I mean, it's measurable differences, like half an inch off the waist and stomach, and my neck is down another quarter of an inch. So I mean, true inches are being lost, even though my weight is basically the same. I'm still hovering in the same kind of area. So I haven't really lost much weight since the beginning of the year. But in like we talked about, that's kind of a victory in and of itself.
Right.
Because you haven't gained maintaining weight's, to me, much, much harder than losing weight.
Agreed.
So I'm going to take that as a win.
I agree.
So yeah, vacation. We'll have a good time. I'm sure we'll eat a few things that are off script. I'm going to really try to stick to it, though, as much as possible.
I agree.
We'll have some
poutine.
But
there's like a whole bakery tour in our area.
Well, I mean, did we sign up for a bakery tour?
No, but it just looks amazing.
That'll make the kids very, very happy.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, I feel like we should wrap it up. I feel like we've babbled for about 45 minutes
now.
Pretty
much.
So, all right. You've been listening to episode 42 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. If you want to find us on social media, we're at Fat Man Stories. The website is fatmanchronicles.com, where you will find the blogs. I haven't written a lot lately, which I kind of miss. I need to do more of that.
We just wrote one.
I know that was a race recap, though. I have some other ideas. Oh. True. I have some other ideas to throw in there. Find us and subscribe on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you are on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, please leave a rating and review. We haven't gotten any in a while.
No one loves us.
It's okay. We still have quite a bit for the amount of listeners that we have. So I like that. But
that's
go ahead there.
Pay people.
And if you're looking for some swag, go over to fatmanchronicles.com/
Have another glass of wine.
Shop. I wish it was that. All right. That'll do it for episode 42. Get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding.